spiritually, Magaya as a prophet is one of us and is doing a very splendid job in terms of maintaining people from the pagan world become Christians. So we are sympathizing so greatly with him. We are yet to find out, since the court has not yet established the authenticity of whether he is guilty or not, until he is found to be found guilty. If so, then we pray for him to say maybe a bad spirit haunted him, because he is a highly professional man. He is married to a very decent and respectable woman. He had quite a good number of projects that he was undertaking for the development of spiritual as well as social and economic development and transformation of our country. But then the truth of the matter is not yet established.
So now, what are people saying, the people that you are talking to in Zimbabwe there generally, about relations between pastors and their congregants?
From a general perspective, people in Zimbabwe, some are saying, when you are a spiritual person, you are a father, a religious father, and the congregants are your sons and daughters, and you must treat them accordingly. So that mutuality and respect is protected, maintained, and preserved.